This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Rocker.
Friends, as well as a few staffers, skeptics, lunatics, warehouse, and sort of bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, as usual, we have much to cover. Do consider that we're broadcasting live out of Los Angeles, California, even now, and in the process of doing so, friends, let's get over to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick and just kind of highlight some of the things that are to be covered on the next hour here. Here we have, friends, an 84-year-old Holocaust survivor abused by TSA draws ominous parallel with her time in Auschwitz. What do you mean, Bradley? Well, the TSA is without a doubt one of America's most corrupt and incompetent agencies whose job is to fight terrorism, or so we're told. However, last year they became apparently so unsatisfied with the mere ability to strip search babies, folks, I'm not even going to say some of this stuff that they're doing, but remove bags, beat up blind cancer patients, and so on and so forth, even with personal genitalia. Yep, you heard me right. That they announced a more pervasive physical pat-down, and the pat-downs which TSA warned would probably prompt assault complaints with the police department because of their invasive nature, have been implemented, and an 84-year-old Holocaust survivor has become TSA's latest victim. Yes, you heard me right. Folks, when it comes to the TSA, I do want you to understand something. You realize that if a police officer was to do on the streets what you are allowing the TSA to do before you jump onto an airplane in the United States of America, do you know that the police officer could actually be incarcerated for his violations of the Fourth Amendment? And so how is it that somehow or another the TSA has a right to go ahead and violate your personal rights? When you go to the Bill of Rights, you might want to take the time to understand that it declares that the right of the people to become secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches, and seizures, folks, shall not be violated. And no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. So I want to ask every single American that's listening to my voice tonight, how is it that you have now subjected yourself to the tyrannies that your veterans fought, bled, and died fighting against to give you the sacrifice of themselves so they could establish freedoms in what you have? How is it that you've taken on? How is it that you've normalized this in your mind that it's okay for these people to lay their hands on you, folks? To lay their hands on your wives, on your husbands, on your children, in any sense of the word. Let's go back to this article. Eva Moses Carr. She is a Holocaust victim, said another very demeaning body search by the TSA. There has to be some way that an age 84 years old woman that I can get some clearance by the powers of government from this procedure. She said, here's the irony, as I lecture about surviving Osler, I barely survived the TSA body search, and I detest it. That ruined my experience. Now, again, friends, just keep in mind, some time ago, I had my child, my son, watch Schindler's List. And as he was watching Schindler's List, shortly thereafter, we watched the movie, Two-Story, and when he jumped on an airplane shortly thereafter. And it was interesting to note that this little man had enough common sense. He had eyes to see and he had ears to see, to hear concerning what was going on, because once we got into the airport, the terminal, all of a sudden he looked at the TSA and he said, Dad, this is like Germany. How is it that a little child understands that there's something wrong? But somehow or another, 331 million people in this country seem to feel a little bit safer, most people will say, within themselves. They're glad that the TSA is there. You are. Well, then, guess what? For those that have taken on that mindset, I want you to understand that you've taken the first step. You've empowered tyranny through your apathy and through your ignorance, Hosea 4:6. And now what you're doing is you're adding strength to tyranny and giving them permission to go ahead and do all the more concerning their violations against we the people. Folks, have you ever been to the TSA line? Have you ever noticed that these individuals, they're of the baser sort? And you need to understand that this is a pretended authority. It's not a lawful authority. And furthermore, the branch off that trunk, friends, is the fact that these airports don't have to have TSA in the first place. Furthermore, not one TSA agent, friends, let me say it again, not one TSA agent since its inception has thwarted a terrorist attack in the United States of America. Not one. And keep in mind, the TSA is not about keeping you safe. The TSA is about conditioning you to accept more tyranny step by step by step by step. And when we go back and understand that we have the Bill of Rights once again on our side and understanding what the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights has to say, what begs the question is how has the American people fallen to the fact that somehow or another these people have a lawful right to do the things that they do? Let me read it one more time. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. Do you realize, America? Do you realize that since September 11th, 2001, do you realize that the TSA has been implemented, therefore accusing every single one of you as a potential terrorist? Every single one of you that goes to the airport has been accused by your own government as a potential terrorist. Every single one of you. And for those that did not know, you might want to take the time and understand that George Soros, the international criminal himself, you know, the guy that's being blamed for everything that's going on in this country? You know how that works, I don't know. But isn't it interesting that he was the one that invested the money into those body scanners? And as if to suggest that those in federal governments don't know who actually financed those scanners to illegally violate every single one of our rights. Folks, Jeff Bradley Dean broadcasting live out of Los Angeles, California. We're going to get to other topics as well. First segment, if you'd like to call in, we're set up on Comrade, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
Into the Sons of Liberty, folks. To get with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live out of Los Angeles, California. I wanted to let you know, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can jump over to our YouTube page. That is Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, YouTube, double E, Bradley Dean, YouTube, Sons of Liberty. Doesn't matter how you put it in there, folks, it will pull it up. As well, friends, if you'd like to jump out on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1EE, Bradley Dean 1EE. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to weigh in at any time, please do. Again, friends, we'd love to hear from you. We have 95 affiliates across the United States listening even now, as well as broadcasting into 53 different countries, and we appreciate your listenership. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Read 1 Timothy 2:5, Philippians 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6, and I believe at that point, you will understand as to who we follow here. There is no king but King Jesus. There is his name. Again, friends, we have much to cover today. We have some more things coming out right now concerning the video what took place there allegedly, the footage of Parkland shooting. Folks, what we're finding now is just like Las Vegas, authorities are hiding the surveillance footage of Parkland shooting. I want to just lay this premise really quick, because when we talk about officials, when we talk about representatives, regardless of what branch or what capacity they are in government, when we're talking about these particular authorities that are hiding surveillance footage of the Parkland shooting that allegedly took place 2 weeks ago, keep in mind these authorities, these officials, these representatives, again, regardless of what capacity they work in, keep in mind, America, these people work for you. These people work for you. But on sonsoflibertymedia.com, just like Vegas, authorities are hiding the surveillance footage of Kirkland's shooting. If you can recollect, friends, I shared with you 2 weeks ago, and then last week as well, concerning what allegedly took place there in that school in Parkland, in Florida, friends. If you can just simply release the surveillance footage of that shooting during that alleged shooting that took place by Nicholas Cruz, if you can just release that to the American people, we can put all of this to rest. But folks, see, this is just like Las Vegas in the sense that they will not release the surveillance video because they don't want you to know what really took place there. And what we're merely looking for, friends, this is common sense. This is linked to everybody's candor. It applies to everybody in one way or another, that we need to ask questions as to what took place there. Because this has all the earmarks of false flag from the very beginning to the very end of their narrative. And the same thing with the alleged shooter in Las Vegas. Now, we know that there's a lot of stuff that's been covered up there. We know that they have had to change their narrative over and over and over and over again. Why are we seeing the same thing here, friends, with the Broward County Sheriff's, Mr. Scott Israel, continuously covering up what took place? I mean, folks, from seeing these police officers cowering outside, not going in, from the FBI being allegedly warned concerning Nicholas Cruz, to the EMTs being told to stand down, from Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube literally scrubbing the internet of any opposing thoughts concerning the narrative of the state-controlled media. I want to tell you something, friends. While you're being diverted with all this stuff going on around Donald Trump, you need to keep in mind Donald is not enforcing the law. He's not bringing that in that rule of law. Matter of fact, even concerning what we're talking about now, coming from our position once again, CNN had a gun debate, friends. And they had everybody's attention for a moment without a bit or a shred of evidence concerning what took place at Parkland. Not a bit of evidence. And all of a sudden, here comes the President of the United States of America saying, let's just take the guns first, and then we'll bring in due process later. You're being diverted. You're being lied to. And you're being lied to, and you're drinking the Kool-Aid, friends, because you receive not the love of the truth. Read 2 Thessalonians 2 when you get a moment. This stuff is about as simple to see and detect, friends, as it gets. It really is. But here now we have, again, the Broward County Sheriff, who has had over 66 open investigations concerning his sheriffs, his officers, from kidnapping to drug trafficking. I mean, folks, the list goes on. And interestingly enough, just like any other corrupt politician, Scott Israel still doing what he does. And why is that? Because the American people have allowed this injustice system to do what it does. And what we need to do is we need to bring back in the rule of law, regardless if Donald Trump does it or not, because it's our responsibility. We are the strength of the Constitution. Remember that and don't forget that ever. But folks, Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel, who's already been caught contradicting the official story, just like that of Las Vegas, is claiming that the surveillance footage must remain secret. Just think about that. He said that the surveillance footage must remain secret. Is that because there has been eyewitness accounts of students talking with Nicholas Cruz during this alleged shooting? Is it because ear witnesses, let me say that again, ear witnesses for 2 and 3 different shooters? Is it because students came forward and told them that this was the third drill of the day? And the third one, the police told them that they were going to shoot off blanks during that drill? Is it because it doesn't fit their narrative? You better bet your bottom dollar it doesn't fit their narrative. And that's exactly why they're trying to conceal this surveillance footage. Because they don't want you to see, like that of Las Vegas, like that of Sandy Hook, they don't want you to see what really happened. That's why they're already talking about pulling the building down, friends. They want to cover up their crimes. And the fact of the matter is, here again is the mercy of God to bring it to the light, and the Lord looks upon the church and waits for it to do its duty. And what does it do? It says it's going to go back and hide behind prayer without action. Well, let me tell you something. Faith without works is dead, as the body without the spirit is dead, period. The South Florida Sun Sentinel, the Miami Herald, and CNN has filed an open records lawsuit against Israel and school superintendent Robert Brunsey for their role in the secrecy. Why would they be in cahoots? I mean, folks, they've already got Nicholas Cruz, right, as the fall guy. State-controlled, CIA-controlled media has already set the narrative that he confessed to the crime, yet we didn't see him do that. We were just told that's what he said. Folks, this secrecy is a bunch of baloney. And this secrecy is only there to cover themselves up for their part in which an allegedly took place in Parkland. Officials claim that the video is exempt from Florida sunshine laws because it released, and it would release, somehow put lives at risk and expose the district's security system, is what they say. Really? No, again, they just simply don't want you to know what is really going on there. And furthermore, let me take it a step further. In saying that, when you look at what's going on with this whole alleged shooting that took place, we have Soros, Bloomberg, Planned Parenthood funding David Hogg's anti-gun student protest. This is written by none other than senior editor of Sons of Liberty Media.com, Tim Brown. And it's interesting because all of this stuff that's coming forward now are the very things that we were simply asking for. Give us the school surveillance. If we receive the school surveillance, it will put everything at risk. But they don't want to receive that. The same thing with the Las Vegas shooting. They don't want to receive that. Because if it does, folks, again, what it's going to do is expose their crimes. Well, Tim said, did I not tell you? I told you to give it time and we would discover the underbelly of David Hogg's anti-gun protest and the money behind them. And lo and behold, here it is. The names are not secret. They're at the forefront attacking anything and everything that is American and American government. So, folks, what you're seeing is an anti-American forces conspired, allied, to work away and tear down at your constitutional rights. That, again, I have to throw this in there, that hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to give you. And the fact of the matter is, if we're not going to live for what they died for, friends, I'll tell you what, we're going to lose everything that they did fight, bleed, and die to give us. And that, namely, is our freedoms. We're going to take a quick break. You got Bradley Dean against Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933, broadcasting live in Los Angeles, California. We'll be right back on the other side.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to Into the Sun. Mr. Bradley G. broadcasting live out of none other than Los Angeles, California. Just highlighting some of the stuff going on in your country tonight, friend. I'm pulling up some more information during the break here, but we're highlighting an article by Tim Brown, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Soros, Bloomberg, Planned Parenthood funding David Hogg's anti-gun student protest. So I suggest, this is what I suggest, David Hogg is the student, this alleged student, that has been busted in lie after lie after lie after lie, coming out and how he's going to talk, how he's going to fight for safety for the kids, and how he's not anti-Second Amendment, but he wants to basically disarm the American people with the AR-15s and other assault weapons that would protect us in case of a government turning tyrannical, which it is without a shadow of a doubt. But, friends, it's interesting that this kid has been busted time and time and time and time and time again. About a week and a half ago, I shared with you this alleged student out of Parkland High School after this shooting allegedly took place. And I put the word allegedly, friends, there on purpose until more evidence comes forward to prove otherwise. But what's interesting about this kid is that anybody spoke out or speaks out against David Hogg and the narrative of the state-controlled media, for some reason, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube censored them. As a matter of fact, I got blocked for 30 days from Facebook, believe it or not. But now we're finding out that all of those that put their flags up concerning this kid have been proven true. From Michael Bloomberg and the various line organizations he sponsors, such as Every Town and Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, to, are you ready for this, to George Soros, there he is again. There he is again. Friends, again, speaking to you as if we were having coffee sitting at a table, listening to the American people complain about the likes of George Soros, who is an international criminal. How is it that he gets away with what he gets away with here in America? America, I've shared with you in the times past that we're called the light of the world. For those that don't know why we are called the light of the world, you need to go over to Isaiah 51, verse 4, where David, King David, was set forth as a light to his people. And the way that he was the light to the people is he obeyed God's commandments by setting judgments upon the heads of the wicked. Now the American people have become a byword, a proverb. America, you've become a joke in the sight of the nations because of what you tolerate. You're known for law. You're known for justice. And now you're becoming known as being a bunch of softies on anybody and anyone and everyone that would mean to come here into this country and do what they would at will. And that's what they do. And they do it because they know that you're not going to do anything about it. But we find now that David Hogg, this alleged student from Parkland High School in Florida, is being backed by the likes of Michael Bloomberg, George Soros, to baby-murdering Planned Parenthood. The money that's pouring into Hogg is to fund his communist protest, and it's not shocking in the least because it was expected. As a matter of fact, you heard it here, the questions, the flags. And we endured people's opposition and scorn, questioning what we were questioning concerning the narrative of the CIA-controlled media. I mean, first understand that this has been a professional operation in the making since the false flag attack at Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, 2 weeks ago. Second, we know these kids are not thinking on their own, but are being coached and manipulated by the media. By the way, those videos have been completely scrubbed by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. And no doubt other handlers behind the scenes. And the word handler is important because handlers are those that work for the CIA that control their workers. So we provided video to demonstrate this, which the major social media outlets have been scrubbing as fast as they can in an attempt for you not to see the truth. America, they're scrubbing eyewitness accounts of this alleged school shooting from ear witnesses and from eyewitnesses. Why are they doing that, America? Let me ask you this. How is it that they're getting away with it, America? We have on sonsoflibertymedia.com just this morning, friends, brand new article. And a very well-known conservative has had his 1,700 videos completely scrubbed for countering the narrative of the state-controlled media. YouTube censors the Health Ranger, entire channel deleted. What is it, America, that you need to see, and what is it that you need to hear before you understand that all of this, that which is going on with Donald Trump, is nothing but diversion? Because we're seeing the exact opposite of what has been promised. And I told you we were going to come into this. Because Donald Trump was appointed to put the American people back to sleep. And if you pay attention to what's going on in your country today, there's more chaos even now than there was under Barack Hussein Obama. And the statistics that we're seeing come out under this administration counters what Donald Trump has to say. But that's how you do what you do when you want to divert a people away from what really matters. America, YouTube is censoring anyone and everyone that questions the narrative. We now have, just like Las Vegas, friends, authorities unwilling. Let me say it this way. Authorities hiding the surveillance footage of Parkland shooting. The same thing with Las Vegas. And the list goes on. Why is it that they do what they do? Because they always get away with whatever you let them get away with. Folks, going on concerning those that are supporting David Hogg. How is it that David Hogg is doing what he's doing? Why is it that he is being imprisoned by the state-controlled media? The article goes on, however, David Hines at the Federalist explained that it is even more sinister and that the whole thing has been professionalized. I don't, you know what, to be honest with you, when they use the word like professionalized, I don't know how it's professional because it's so sloppy. Las Vegas. This alleged shooting that took place at Parkland High School in Florida. How sloppy can it get? How many more holes do they have to have in their narrative before the American people demand justice? You know, furthermore, another good question, America, is where is law enforcement all the way? I just highlighted none other than Scott Israel, the Broward sheriff over there. By the way, he has the largest sheriff's office in the United States of America, and he's linked to corruption from A to Z, literally. You can go online and see pictures of him and Hillary, him and Barack. Folks, the list goes on. Him and Donald Trump. And I know that you all you Trumpites out there just don't like hearing anybody criticize your idol. But the fact of the matter is, I'm here to tear down that idol. That's what Gideon did, and so am I by the word of the Lord. You're being lied to. And the fact of the matter is, no matter how hard they try to cover their tracks, they will not be able to cover their tracks. Let me go forward on this article, friends. On February 28th, BuzzFeed came out with the actual story. Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz meeting in the lobbying in Tallahassee, a teachers union organizing the buses that got the kids there. Hey, friends, have the hat. Have the t-shirt. How many times have I gone places? And because my name has been on a marquee, before I know it, the media is there without a received phone call from any one of them. All of a sudden, I notice protesters out and about. I notice that they're getting off in hordes from buses. It's not like they just walked to the local school to protest Bradley Dean. Someone had to orchestrate the protest. We already know that these protesters are bought and paid for. You know that, America. But let me tell you how it works. They want to set their narrative, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again. You take the pictures, I'll create the war. You're the last one they want to hear from. They just want to set the narrative. They want to put the microphone to everybody's mouth concerning what they've been coached to say about Bradley Dean or anybody else that's standing up for your future, America. And then it goes out, and then there's those that believe, and then there's those that don't believe. And it doesn't matter if you believe or not, folks. The fact of the matter is truth crushed to the earth will rise again. It reminds me of what Augustine rightly said. You don't have to defend the truth. The truth is like a lion. Just let it loose. It will defend itself. You better bet your bottom dollar that's how it works, because that's how we are still here, is by the power of the Holy One of Israel. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord God, who is a man of war, who is the lion of the tribe of Judah. America, you're being lied to. I want to highlight Mrs. Debbie Wasserman Schultz for you. For those that have been listening to me for years, remember when I was at the RNC and I had shared with you walking by this devil incarnate, Debbie Wasserman Schultz? And I said there was just an evil aura around being. Outside of the fact that these politicians that work for you, America, outside of the fact that they're treated like rock stars wherever they go, don't you fall for that? I have no idea. Due to the fact that so many of them are of the baser sort without question. But folks, I'm going to highlight Debbie Wasserman Schultz for you. Again, one of those that are a part of actually busting.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, broadcasting live out of Los Angeles, California. Being on the front line, friends, out and about, being about the work of the Lord's hands, Luke 19:10, and folks staying on the cutting edge because I care enough about what's going on in our country to get in the fight. It's not a suck to be a spectator, as I think and I believe it was my very first message I ever gave to a local church. Well, I sat back and watched Play the Spectator for a year and a half, and I could stomach no more, where I just said, you know what, I've heard enough about your sensationalism, about of your embellishing of what you're going to do without seeing it. And I came up with a message, and I allied it to the Word of God, and I believe it was led of the Spirit of God. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God, Romans 8. And I named it, It's Gotta Suck to Be a Spectator. So we were out here doing the stuff, as we call it, in Los Angeles, California. Last week we were in Los Angeles. We did a tea party. It was going to evolve into more, and we're still waiting to hear back on that. Hopefully we're going to get a couple more dates before we actually leave this up-and-coming weekend. Aside of that, we were talking about, just like Vegas, authorities are hiding the surveillance footage of Parkland shooting, and we're also highlighting Tim Brown's article, senior editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com, Soros, Bloomberg, and Planned Parenthood funding David Hogg's anti-gun student protest. Boy, does YouTube owe we the people? Does Facebook owe we the people? Does Twitter owe we the people? A major apology, to say the least?
Well, let me say this, just so people understand who I am. Apologies are not good enough at this point. Justice is. Because these people mean to destroy your First and your Second Amendments, friends, and your Fourth and your Fifth. And keep in mind, if it gets to the point where you lose your Second because you've tolerated this from these grown-ups that never grew up, these reprobates, read Romans 1:24 when you get a moment, it gets to the point where you're actually disarmed. Don't ever stand before the Lord, the God of Israel, and say that you didn't know, because you know. And furthermore, quit giving power to the enemy by magnifying what they are doing rather than what you can do, because that's what they feed off of. I was just highlighting on February 28th, BuzzFeed came out with the actual story that representative of special interest groups, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, is aiding the lobbying in Tallahassee, teachers union, organizing the buses that got the kids there. Michael Bloomberg Group and the Women's March working on the up-and-coming March for Our Lives, MoveOn.org, George Soros funded, doing social media promotion and potentially march logistics and training for student activists provided by federally funded Planned Parenthood. Who's funding this at length? You are. Who's funding your own demise? You are, America. But let's first, before going on here, go back to Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Death of prosecutor in Debbie Wasserman Schultz district ruled suicide, yet no gun found. Barrington Weisnat Jr.'s body is located on Florida Beach in May. This was last year. His death was ruled a suicide months after the federal prosecutor's body was found washed up on a Hollywood Beach shore in former DNC chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz congressional district. What a coincidence, right? I don't know if there's people that really don't get it, just that what a coincidence. But there's a lot of coincidences with these corrupt politicians, isn't there? I mean, anybody dare stand up and actually take it a little bit further than just talking about the issue and actually going on with Seth Rich and others' friends to deal with corrupt politicians? Isn't it interesting that just conveniently and no coincidence, they die off. For some reason, this federal prosecutor just wanted to take himself out. Don't forget about him being a father of three. And he just goes out in the middle of Florida, in the middle of an investigation, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz, for her crimes against we the people, and somehow or another, we find him on the shore with a headshot wound. And you're supposed to believe, friends, that he committed suicide during this investigation. Police searched for two blocks north and south of the crime scene, but could not find the gun or any other weapon. This individual worked in the Major Crime Division for the U.S. Attorney's Office in Miami, investigating visa and passport fraud, and reports to the Associated Press, and his death came as a shock to his colleagues. The prosecutor's body was found in Florida's 23rd congressional district, represented by former DNC chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who resigned following the release of the DNC emails by WikiLeaks. But yet, America, she's still there doing what she wants to do. I mean, forget about this courageous man, the father of three, that took it to the enemy, lost his life, and then, America, you stand back and you take the narrative that the media sets again, that he just decided to commit suicide in the middle of this investigation. There's a whole lot of that around the Clintons, too, isn't there? Well, by the way, don't forget about the Bushes, because we've seen much of that as well with the Bushes. And the American people just think, oh, yeah, I heard that he committed suicide. Yeah? Really, he committed suicide. Why did he commit suicide? This is like Gary Webb, friend, that was exposing the CIA for drug trafficking. Selling cocaine on the streets of L.A. and then funding their little army in a third world country. And when they're popped, Gary Webb just decides to go ahead, a father of two, just decides to go and take a shotgun and shoot himself, not once,
but twice for exposing the cartel. And even some people just, I guess, the media told us that he went and he committed suicide. Did you hear what the narrative was? Did you hear what they told you, America? That Gary Webb shot himself twice in the head with a shotgun. Did anybody think that one through? But yet again, America, you drink the Kool-Aid. And you allow these people to remain free. The president of the American Federation of Teachers told BuzzFeed that they're also behind the national school lockout. George Soros funding it. David Hogg. Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Planned Parenthood. And the list goes on and on and on and on. The president of the AFT told BuzzFeed they're also behind the national school walkout, which Donald had previously assured the public was the sole fault of a lone teenager named David Hogg. Matter of fact, Tim made the point, I thought teachers were supposed to get kids in the school, but maybe that's just me. Then we also discover who's actually funding all of this anti-American lifestyle down in Florida. According, again, to the BuzzFeed, several large progressive organizations, donors, and high-powered public relations firms are backing the March for Our Lives movement, which is quickly evolving from a student-run social media effort to an end gun violence into one backed by some of the most influential activists in the country. I'm going to tell you how high-powered they are. Less than 1.7% of the population is being used to destroy your country. Did you hear what I said? Less than 1.7% of the population is being destroyed. 1.7% of the population is being used to destroy, this country. The media would have you believe, again, here it comes. Bradley, I've heard it 1,000 times. Well, you need to hear it 1,000 times more. They want you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. There's enough information on this day to talk right now, friends, that they either better get as far away from them as they possibly can, because he is simply a little ignorant brat who is simply being coached by the very media that you decry as nothing but a bunch of liars. I'm actually looking forward to see how this all plays out, America. Because you can almost rest assured, friends, it's not going to turn out the way that they want it to. Matter of fact, this just might go white, friends. It just might go blank. You might never hear anything about it again because of the fact that people are catching on all the more to what's going on. Hey, folks, time, case, and point. Look at the Oscars. They had the lowest viewership in its very history. Everybody thinks that everybody's watching the Oscars when, in fact, friends, they have the lowest viewership in its very history. Why? Because people are getting sick and tired of watching actors teach young people how to commit the crimes and then play the hypocrite and say that we now need to remove the guns when, in fact, they were the ones teaching them as they remained in armed people. America, wake up. Again, keep in mind, friends, we can do this. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, First Down 3.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.